I know you must be very familiar with this beautiful scene since you have worked here for so many years. And I noticed that there is an old willow ahead. And is there any connection with the Chinese famous poet Xu Zhimo?
Well, it's often said that this is the tree that features in Xu Zhimo's poem, because he talks about the leaves of the willow and the reflections in the river. And there were several willows along here, but many people think this is the actual willow he was talking about, because he was a fellow of kings and he used to come and lie on the lawn here, looking up at the blue sky, looking at the roses on the front of the building there, the Gibbs building. So it would be pretty natural for him to have stood on the bridge, which we're just going to, and looked across at what many people say is the finest great lawn in the world. Stretch of lawn with the buildings behind it. So if he was going to write his poem anywhere, either there or on Clare Bridge are the obvious places to write it.
So, okay, it seems that this willow is a little bit weathered, and I heard that you have planted a new one.
Yes, one of the sort of strange coincidences is just after we had just put a great stone, which we'll see in a minute, white stone in memory of Xu Zhimo, his willow tree decided to die, at least to catch a disease, which means that probably in a few years we will have to cut it down. But immediately, even as we heard that news, we decided that we must keep a willow, both in memory of him and because it's a beautiful feature of the river here. And so we immediately, I was on the garden committee which decided this, we decided to plant a new willow. And since it was put in about 2 weeks after his stone, some ways it's an even closer connection with Xu Zhimo than the old willow, because they will both be there together in future generations. It's just the other side of the river here.
Okay.